This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Thursday, January 8th, I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, an Illinois House Impeachment Committee investigating Governor Rod Blagojevich is getting closer to completing its work. We'll have a story from Illinois Public Radio's Sean Crawford. We'll also check your forecast for the region. But first, a look at today's news. Roland Burris says he's looking forward to being sworn in as a U.S. Senator in the near future. He returned home to Chicago from Washington last night, as Mike Ree reports.
Burris excused himself for his raspy voice. He's had some long days since leaving for D.C. Monday with the hope of being sworn into the Senate. He was denied. But he says his meeting with leading Senate Democrats was, quote, great. He says his only regret is not being able to participate in the swearing-in ceremony.
But otherwise, everything else was upbeat. I mean, I watched that on television, and I said, my gosh, that should have been me.
Democratic leaders say the biggest holdup is the lack of a signature from Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White. White has refused to sign Burris's certification papers. It's now up to the Illinois Supreme Court to determine whether White should sign those papers. Today, Burris is set to appear before Illinois House members considering the impeachment of Governor Rod Blagojevich. I'm Mike Ree.
Illinois Republicans are promising tough questions for Burris today in that committee. Republican Representative Mike Bost is a member of the Illinois House Committee considering impeachment. He says he wants to know why Burris accepted a position offered by the governor and whether he promised the governor anything in return. Lawmakers plan to ask Burris about contributions to the governor's campaign and how Blagojevich's wife got a job with a group affiliated with Burris's business partner. U.S. Senate leaders have said they would be open to recognizing Burris's appointment after he deals with lingering legal obstacles. They're also waiting for a decision from the Illinois Supreme Court on whether Secretary of State Jesse White must sign off on Blagojevich's appointment of Burris. A Democratic official, meanwhile, says President-elect Obama and the Senate's top Democrat discussed the need to resolve the dispute over naming Burris to the Senate, a move both initially had opposed. The official said Obama and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid agreed on the need for an amicable resolution to the situation. The official would speak only on background because Tuesday's phone call was private. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich appointed Burris to the Senate seat vacated by Obama. The governor has been accused of trying to sell the seat, and Reid, Obama, and others at first said Burris would not be seated. Yesterday, they praised Burris and suggested he soon may be a senator. Illinois lawmakers hoping to revive the FutureGen coal plant project have left a meeting with incoming Obama administration officials feeling more optimistic. President-elect Obama's choice for Energy Secretary Stephen Hsu has criticized coal as a source of electricity. He's also cast a skeptical eye toward projects that capture and store greenhouse gases from coal underground, something the FutureGen plant was supposed to demonstrate. But the congressman whose district would host FutureGen, Republican Tim Johnson, says his meeting with Hsu and other congressional leaders was promising.
The secretary-designate, Dr. Hsu, was very receptive, very open-minded, and indicated a willingness to work with myself, Senator Durbin, and our congressional delegation in terms of getting this project back on all fours.
Johnson says FutureGen would generate not just electricity for jobs in the Mattoon area. That's why he suggests funding for the plant might be found in the next economic stimulus package. The Bush administration canceled FutureGen soon after a consortium of power and coal companies chose Mattoon as the plant's site. AmeriCall Group is closing its call center in Champaign. A spokesman for AmeriCall's parent company, Teleperformance, confirms that the call center on Country Fair Drive in Champaign will close in 60 days, affecting 74 employees. Spokesman Mark Pfeiffer says the AmeriCall facility in Champaign primarily serves one client, and that client had recently suffered a downturn in the number of calls received. AmeriCall is based in Naperville and handles telemarketing and teleservice calls for various companies. It has other offices scattered through the Midwest and Florida. AmeriCall notified the State Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity of the impending shutdown on Tuesday. DCEO spokeswoman Ashley Cross says they'll be contacting the Champaign workers to provide help with finding new employment. The agency provides some of that help online through its website, IllinoisWorkNet.com. Fears that the Champaign County Nursing Home may be privatized brought supporters to last night's meeting of the County Board's Policy Committee. But supporters of a rules change involving the nursing home say talk of privatization is only a rumor. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The rules change makes it clear that the Justice and Social Services Committee no longer oversees the Champaign County Nursing Home and that the nursing home board reports to the county board as a whole. Supporters say that's been the practice since the nursing home board was created a year ago, and the rules change is just a housekeeping matter. But former county board chair Patricia Avery was one of several in attendance who saw the move as a step toward eventual privatization of the nursing home.
If you are really planning on making this decision, you need to give it back to us. Give it back to the voters and let us decide whether or not we want that nursing home to be private.
Policy committee member Alan Nudo serves on the nursing home board. He says he's been hearing privatization rumors all week, even a rumor that papers to lease the nursing home to a private operator were already drawn up. But he says the rumors are false.
I'm concerned about the actions of board members to create problems that are not there. And I'm concerned about rumors and innuendo that do not merit even conversation.
The policy committee voted 6-2 in favor of the rules change, which will go before the full county board in 2 weeks. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
For the latest newscast online, go to WILL.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. An Illinois House Impeachment Committee is moving closer to making a recommendation. The panel is investigating the possible removal of Governor Rod Blagojevich, who faces corruption charges. As Sean Crawford reports, lawmakers on the committee are chomping at the bit to finish their work.
The 21 lawmakers who make up the impeachment inquiry panel have been working since the middle of last month, hearing testimony and evidence regarding how Rod Blagojevich has governed. The hearings have painted a picture of an administration that ignored rules and the legislature and operated more like a monarchy than an equal branch of government. A report from Blagojevich's former inspector general provided some of the most damning evidence as it outlined numerous allegations of hiring fraud, from the administration telling applicants to lie about their background on job forms to purposely skirting the law giving hiring preference to veterans. But it probably had little impact on how the impeachment panel members are leaning. It seems many have already made up their minds. Republican Susie Bassey.
This governor has been under investigation since January of 2003. The executive inspector general has been looking at him in 2004. We had problems with him. We knew that he was being investigated in 2006 when he was reelected. We have all kinds of issues at this point. He's been already cut off by the Homeland Security people. He's cost us 20-some million dollars because of his trials and tribulations. You guys, we're beating a dead horse here. For goodness sakes, let's get moving on this.
Governor Blagojevich was arrested a month ago for corruption, including a charge he tried to sell the state's U.S. Senate seat for personal gain. The governor has maintained his innocence and has continued working since being hauled into court. His most controversial move after the arrest was the appointment of Roland Burris to the U.S. Senate. Burris, who is still in a battle over being seated, will appear this afternoon in Springfield before the impeachment committee. Republican Jim Durkin says Burris will face some pointed questions.
Well, I think that not only the communications that he's had with the governor, but I also want to know exactly what type of contributions that he has made to the governor over the last 6 months, or what type of contributions he's bundled, which means he's directed to the governor over the past 6 months. That is extremely important for this committee. We are investigating the whole aspect of pay to play. So that's another issue that we want Mr. Burris to be able to talk about.
Burris has already sent an affidavit to the panel explaining he had limited contact with the governor and that there is nothing improper about his appointment. Burris's testimony will result in a media circus at the Capitol, but also being closely watched is a court hearing in Chicago where a judge could allow portions of FBI wiretaps to be released. Committee Chair Barbara Flynn Curry.
While it would be nice to hear the actual tapes, many members have indicated that they think that would be icing on the cake rather than something vital to the deliberations of the committee.
Whatever the outcome of the tapes, Skokie Democrat Lou Lang sees a light at the end of the tunnel.
We don't have a hard and fast date, but I can tell you from talking to committee members, the answer is not long. If we can get the tapes tomorrow or Friday, maybe Saturday, we would be willing to wait. But beyond that, I think the committee is ready to move forward.
The way the process would move forward would be a recommendation from the panel to the full Illinois House. If a majority of members there agree the governor should be kicked out of office, that would trigger a trial in the Illinois Senate. While lawmakers on the House panel say they've tried to ensure the governor's due process rights, they're hearing from constituents who overwhelmingly want Blagojevich gone. The public is beginning to wonder why it's taking so long. Hudsonville Republican Roger Eddy.
Where I'm from, once the horse is dead, you stop beating it. And I think we've whacked it a couple times already and haven't got any movement from it. So pretty soon we need to move on.
No Illinois governor has ever been impeached, but Eddy says it's time to take that extraordinary action. It's likely he has plenty of company among his colleagues who feel the same. I'm Sean Crawford.
In the forecast for the region today, expect mostly sunny skies today, the high around 28 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the low around 19. Partly sunny Friday, the high around 38. Cloudy Friday evening, a chance of rain, and then a chance of snow after midnight, the low around 25. Well, wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour after midnight. Blustery and colder Saturday. Cloudy, a chance of snow in the morning with temperatures in the mid-20s. Partly cloudy Saturday night and Sunday with lows around 13, highs around 30. Sunday night and Monday, mostly cloudy, the low around 20, the high around 30. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, January 8th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.